This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Donald Trump's lawyers say the impeachment case against him is an extension of a Democratic witch hunt based on hatred, and they're denying Trump incited the riot that occurred on January 6th. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with details.
The defense says House prosecutors manipulated the then president's words to backers in a speech before the attack. Lawyer Michael Vanderveen says, yes, Trump did tell them to fight like hell, but so what? Politicians have said that for centuries, and he showed a video of Democrats doing the same.
Spare us the hypocrisy and false indignation.
But Vanderveen ignored that the president's remarks that day and for weeks before were aimed at mobilizing backers to undermine an election he falsely claimed was stolen. Democrats like Mazie Hirono argue the president knew exactly what he was doing.
He had to have known that there would be violence, they were prepared for violence, and he just lit the match.
In an evenly divided Senate, Trump is all but certain to be acquitted. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mass demonstrations in Myanmar entered their second week Saturday with neither protesters nor the military government as they seek to unseat, showing any signs of backing off from confrontations. Protesters in Yangon, the country's biggest city, again congregated at a key crossroads from which groups fanned out to other points, including the embassies of the United States and China. They did march despite an order banning gatherings of five or more people, the U.S. especially, after the announcements by President Joe Biden of sanctions against the military regime is regarded as an ally in the protester struggle against the February 1st coup. More at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that Moscow is ready to sever ties with the European Union if the bloc hits it with painful economic sanctions, according to extracts of an interview posted on the ministry's website Friday. Relations between Russia and the West have come under renewed pressure over the arrest and jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, which has sparked talk of possible new sanctions. Three European diplomats told Reuters that the European Union was likely to impose travel bans and asset freezes on allies of Russian President Vladimir Putin, possibly as soon as this month, after France and Germany signaled their willingness to move ahead. Pressure from sanctions has grown since Moscow infuriated European countries last week by expelling German, Polish, and Swedish diplomats without telling the EU's foreign policy chief, who was in Moscow for a visit. Paris and Berlin now say there must be a response. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov was asked in an interview due to be published in full later whether Moscow would now move towards cutting ties with the EU itself. The nation's top public health agency in the United States says in-person schooling can be done safely with mask use, social distancing, and other strategies. In a report released Friday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also said vaccination of teachers, while important, is not a prerequisite for reopening in the middle of a pandemic that has killed more than 480,000 people in the U.S. CDC's roadmap for getting students back to classrooms had been highly anticipated, but its guidance is just that. The agency cannot force schools to reopen, and agency officials were careful to say they are not calling for a mandate that all schools be opened in the U.S. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that a top aide to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has told U.S. lawmakers the administration delayed the full story about the COVID-19 deaths in nursing homes, leading to calls for Cuomo's resignation.
After media requests, pressure from the Trump administration, and finally a court order, the Cuomo administration was recently forced to admit nearly 15,000 people died in nursing homes of COVID-19, about double what was reported. The secretary to the governor explained this week they froze with concerns that information would be used against them after the federal Justice Department in August demanded the information. Lawmakers from both parties are blasting the Cuomo administration for the secrecy.
That is AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.